Welcome. It's Domain Dave again for CheapWineFinder.com with another podcast, a companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. Three times a week, we write up value-priced wine. And then we plug the microphone in, and well, here we are. This is a wine it's a Trader Joe's wine. It's $6.99 at Trader Joe's, but in states that don't have Trader Joe's, you can find it there for $12. So look for a Trader Joe's. This is the Loudonnet Paz d'Ac Pinot Noir 2022. It's from a custom winemaker in France. A lot of wineries will also have a section that will make wines for people, because there's a lot of wine being made, and a lot of wine being made in the value price. And sometimes the big estate wineries don't really fit into that, so you get these custom wines. And what else do we have? We did this. It's been around for a while. The first time we did it was in 2018. I put a link to that on the website. It's from the Languedoc, which is in southwest France and between the Mediterranean Sea and the Pyrenees Mountains. That's the largest growing region in France, and it's where a lot of the value-priced wines are. It's not particularly well-known for Pinot Noir, but, it's fine there. There's a lot of people drinking a lot of wine in France, and it's not all Burgundy and Bordeaux. So this is fine, and it's it's a $12 wine otherwise, so $6.99 is a good bargain. So how is it? Oh, one of the funny things is the bottle, and this is kind of like weird, if you ask me. The bottle is a French label, which is a French wine, so it should be. But none of the things on the label mean anything. Normally with a French wine, everything's there because the French government wants it to. But this is a U.S. wine from France, but the labeling's U.S., and it says it's a Cuvée Reserve, and that just means nothing. And it says it's bottled in France, which means, yeah, of course. And then it goes, this en bouteille avec soin, which means it says it's bottled with care. The bottling line's a machine. It don't care. So it's just stuff that looks like it's French, but it's not, because it's actually labels made to American standards. But I always see that. I go, what the heck is going on here? But you think about it, they're just having fun, so I guess I can't complain. I'm going to take a sip. So, one thing about this wine, the last few American, U.S., California, Pinot Noirs were 14.5 on the alcohol, which is Cabernet Sauvignon level. That's kind of a lot of body, and my personal preference is a lighter body Pinot Noir that has more subtle flavors and kind of evolves and that sort of thing. So these big heavy ones, though it is popular, isn't my style. And this wine is 13%, which is, much more closer to where I would like it, but it's not that kind of wine either. It doesn't have those kind of flavors, so sometimes you just can't win. But let's see what this thing has. I'm going to take a sip. It's soft and smooth, but it has a sharp spice to it, which is a kind of a nice counterbalance. But I would think this is more of a food wine, because that sharp spice might get old after a while when you're just sipping it. And as a food wine, this would go with any comfort food. I mean, it's got enough body, even though it's 13%. Well, that's not really lightweight. But it would, it would chipotle bowl. It would do ribs. I mean, you could do pretty much anything with this. Anything a red wine would work with, this would, this could handle it. And that little edge to it, that little spiciness, kind of gives it enough structure to really handle food and cleanse your palate and all the important things that French wines are supposed to do. So I think, yeah, sipping it, that spice, to me, is a little bit bothersome, a little bit. I mean, it does, after a while, it does kind of fade, but when you first start drinking it, it kind of sticks out, and it shouldn't. So, but now I'm drinking it. I'm going to take another sip just to be sure. either I've gotten used to it or it kind of melded back into the wine. So without that sharp spice, it is a sipping wine now, soft and smooth. This is a summer wine. This is out in the back porch. You don't want too heavy a wine. You don't want too much alcohol. And this is easy to sip. And again, if you got the grill going, it works for that too. And it has a fake French label. What else can you ask for $6.99 wine? You know, after all these years of doing these things, of these reviews, it gets me where I used to be embarrassed to complain about a $7 wine, but now I expect them to be really good. And this is. And I'm actually kind of happy that the spice kind of calmed itself down. Yeah, now it's just soft, smooth, with brown fruit. There is spice there, but that's not a problem. It tastes good. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave. This is Loudenotte, Loudenotte, Pozdiac. Pozdiac means it's the Languedoc. It's an IGP wine. It's a step down from the DOC wines. None of that matters for a $6.99 wine. The DOC has stricter rules and regulations in the vineyards and the production. And the Pozdiac IGP, which is what they actually are, is a little more lenient, but the winemaker still makes good wine. So adios, that's it for me, Domaine Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. Keep it cheap, like us, we like your podcast, and adios. I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. It's almost 70 in Chicago today, which is kind of crazy. So stay cool, and I'll be talking to everybody. Adios, bye-bye.